Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Huffmeister, and I welcome you to a long overdue episode of Quick Points. So much has happened since last October, I almost don't know where to start. I know the last episode was in February, but to really appreciate the journey I'm going to share, we have to wind back time a bit further. Normally, my podcast is straight to the topical message, and I've always done it this way to keep the episode runtime down in an attempt to not bore you. But in this episode, I'm going to lighten things up a bit as it's more of a personal reflection that I'd like to share with you today. If you have been following me on social media, then you are likely to know I have headed a small, struggling ministry here in my home state of Maryland in the United States. Running this ministry has been an uphill battle of half-hearted supporters, budget shortfalls, and challenges to our convictions and beliefs. Despite all this, I trudged forward. In October, and we're talking October 2023, for those of you who may be listening at a later time, I had to hit the brakes for a few months and enter into extensive occupational therapy for a disease I've had since childhood called lymphedema. Sparing the extensive detail, this occupational therapy is physically taxing on my body and exhausting on the mind. So as you can imagine, doing any kind of work during this time, ministry or otherwise, is next to impossible. This therapy commenced for several days a week over the course of several months, which brings us to the month of March. Yeah, I managed to get an episode or two out, but that was quite an effort, I have to say. The payoff, though, is that it did a world of good for my physical ability, and I also learned just how generous people can be. Some of the items that I require to maintain an active lifestyle with my disease are incredibly expensive, and there were many people who stepped up to help me fill this need that, thankfully, if all goes well, thanks to new legislation, these items will be covered by insurance next year. But these people stepped up both through a GoFundMe campaign and just surrounded me with love to see that I got the items that I need, and I couldn't be more thankful and blessed by these individuals. So coming out of all this therapy, I was eager to get back to work after the COVID-19 pandemic chaos that made a community-based ministry next to impossible to operate. I found it very difficult to get the pre-COVID momentum back that the ministry had been building. Several key people I thought were going to be my strongest of supporters did not stand up when called back to the trenches. The others had drifted in their belief in the mission. And I think the hardest part was calling on those the ministry had provided help to, that said that they would help, but would not even bother to return my phone calls. That kind of wounded me a bit. As for the money side of ministry, soliciting financial support has never been a favorite task of mine. You hear and see people grumbling that churches and ministries only want your money. I say to that, money is what keeps the lights on and the doors open. It's not about the money, it's about the mission, and the mission needs resources. Resources cost money. But in the beginning, I was registered with a large, well-known wedding services directory online, and I'm not going to name names. This income resource proved to be very useful in financing our young work. That would come to a screeching halt one afternoon when I received an email informing me I had been removed for violating their terms of service. The term of service violation was my refusal to perform same-sex ceremonies. This is a matter that I refuse to compromise on. I strongly feel it is not of God's design, not biblically supported, and therefore I don't support it. This wedding directory resource being our sole income source meant that to continue, I either needed to find other funding resources or finance things from my own pocket. As you can imagine, it's not easy to obtain donors for a young ministry, especially one not affiliated with a denominational hierarchy. Add on top that we were not planting a church, but trying to be a catalyst to unite Christians and churches in a kingdom mindset in an intercommunity environment. This would prove to be our undoing in the end. We had filed back in January 2023 with the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, for a 501c3 nonprofit exemption. We had several local businesses that were willing to help us out if we had this. This brings us to the beginning of June 2023. Having spent a great deal of money from my own pocket to keep the ministry surviving, we received a letter in the mail from the IRS informing us that they wanted us to organize as a religious foundation. This would classify us in the completely wrong direction than we would need to continue with our ministry plan. I wrestled and lost a few nights of sleep on this, as I knew I would have to enter that conversation of throwing in the towel. Surprisingly, I did not face the backlash I expected from those remaining on the board of directors, and a few supporters left with unfulfilled promises. Thankfully, those supporters understood the situation, and that's a blessing in itself, because there was a lot of things I really wanted to see happen to their benefit that just didn't come to fruition. Feeling some relief from the angst I was feeling, but still feeling kind of lost in the space of it all, I prayed, "Lord, I know you have something in store here, and everything is in your timing and not my own. I feel you are doing something here. This is happening too smoothly and too fast not to be your work. I'm ready to see if you are ready to show it." And this was included in some of my usual nightly prayers. I have to tell you that I'm not normally a show me Lord kind of person. I don't believe that God normally provides on demand like this. This night he did. I said this prayer and went on to do my usual bedtime social media rounds, not giving it another thought. But as I scrolled through Facebook, I saw the usual stuff, some good, some absolutely horrible. But then I scrolled into an advertisement gleaming at me with the colors of red, yellow, and white, advertising a new church plant in my community. I had not seen such an ad like this for a church plant come across my Facebook feeds, so I was naturally curious. I had to check this ad out. When I investigated further, clearly visible in my inspection were the words, "You belong here," in bold type. Couldn't miss it. I thought my heart was going to skip right out of my chest. It was like God was pointing right to an X on a treasure map. I conned myself and checked out the website to learn they were going to have their first public service that Wednesday at 7 p.m. And I said, whoa, I have to check this out. This transpired just before midnight the night before. The following morning, I went back to the website to fill out the registration form, only to find it had already been made unavailable. Something told me to pick up the phone and call the number on the website. I think we all know what and who that something was. A quick side note, I have never been a big fan of making phone calls. In the course of my ministry, I had to make many phone calls to churches in the community and rarely received a warm welcome, let alone professional courtesy of speaking with the pastor directly. So I dialed the phone, expecting an answering machine or at least a gatekeeper like the many I've encountered. Instead, I got Pastor Michael Euphemia. I explained to him that I was a fellow minister in the area and wanted to come show my support. He welcomed me with open arms to join him for this first service. I felt the energy surge up my spine of excitement I had not felt in several years. I'd come to meet Andrew Cole, the assistant pastor, as well, that evening, and would join them both later that week for lunch, where we became better acquainted. Pastor Michael would confess at our lunch that he initially wasn't going to answer the strange number calling him, but something told him he needed to answer the phone. Once again, I think we know what and who that something was. Several weeks in now, I've been made to feel as one of the team, and my son has come on board as well. The process to dissolve my ministry organization has begun, as I will be committing my efforts now on supporting Michael and Andrew, and the growth of the wonderful church plant of Charm City Church in Abingdon, Maryland, that has accepted me as part of their family. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 speaks of this best. And it would be fair to say that I lost sight of this until these recent courses of event. God has an amazing and loving way of waking us up sometimes. Scripture reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Just as I am susceptible to losing my focus on God as anyone else, we have to remember that not all things are meant for us to know right away. We can't see through God's eyes, but our eyes should always be attentive to God's direction. I like what the Psalms share on this in Psalms chapter 123, verses 1 and 2. "I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. We keep looking to the Lord, our God, for His mercy. Just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal." Now, you know, I've had people go, well, get upset about the whole slavery aspect. Okay, let's put it in historical context that there were servants, there were slave girls. This was part of the culture of the time. There's no getting around that. It's historical fact. I can make a fairly confident guess that there has been a time in your own life that things look bleak, or you were in despair that things could only get worse. Instead, something would happen that would turn the tide and make for a better overall situation. Don't neglect to thank God in these moments. We might not understand the grand plan in entirety. God does. But how do we know this to be true? Well, this aspect of God having a plan for us is not a new concept or a fad of Christian design. The prophet Jeremiah spoke of this in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. And this is just a small section of scripture that shines some light on this. I'm not going to get into an in-depth study on this in this episode. And the scripture reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." Now, Jeremiah was no novice to struggle in hard times. He often spoke and preached, or prophesied, if you will, in environments surrounded by danger, and to those who would not hesitate to argue against him, and even the potential dangers of him himself coming to harm for doing so. He was a true example of faith during discouragement and challenges. And I want to note something else about this scripture. Let's look at this portion for a moment. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future. Now, what I want to point out is bumping your toe or scraping your knees might be unpleasant and maybe a little painful sometimes, but this experience is still far from disaster. Sometimes it will be in God's plan for us to face some unpleasant experiences. We will face disappointments and trials. I recently shared in a Bible study with my peers, Bible study I participate in, we call it a Band of Brothers, which is represented 15 different Christian denominations. I do believe that I am still, at this point, the youngest man in the room. But I shared this example of God, and it got quite a bit of attention from my peers. God is not a father standing with his arms crossed, with a scowl on his face, presenting an intimidating presence of terror-based fear. The fear of God is another way of saying a respect for God. God is more like a father running beside a child on his first attempt to ride a bike. Without training wheels, mind you. Though the father has a love for his child, he knows that he will have to remove his hand from the bike for the child to face the challenge of riding unassisted. Though the father never takes his eyes off the child, the child may veer off and crash into the neighbor's bush in the process. But the father is right there to pick up the child, brush them off, and put them back on the bike, back on the road, to continue the journey. God knows we are not perfect, but even with that imperfectness, he loves us and has plans for us. Just in this example, he has plans for us to be able to ride that bike on our own. Even when we're set on a course that might not go according to our perception or plan. Sometimes just the experience of it is preparation for better things to come. I have no regrets now about my ministry closing down. It was just the process God was using to prepare me for His greater plan. Sure, I went flying off the road and crashed into the neighbor's bush, but God was right there, ready to dust me off and put me back on the road again. The same goes for you as well, if you keep your focus on God and have faith in His guidance. I hope you have found what I've shared today to be fulfilling and thought-provoking. And as always, I'd love to hear your input or answer your questions that you may have in future episodes. You can share your thoughts and your questions by email to me by emailing Steve at quickpointspodcast.com, or you can record a voice message, which I will share in the episode if you wish. I know sometimes typing things doesn't ring as well as it might if you verbally explained it to me or to somebody, so I provide that resource so you can do just that. And you can share this with me by clicking the record message button at quickpointspodcast.com/contact. If you live or happen to be in the Harford County, Maryland area and would like to check out a wonderful new church of friendly people that meets on a Wednesday night instead of a Sunday morning, then check out Charm City Church. You can visit the website at C3 Abingdon. That's C3 A-B-I-N-G, D as in dog, O-N.com. Or on Facebook at facebook.com/C3Abingdon. I'm Steve Huffmeister. I thank you for listening to Quick Points, and may Christ be with you.